If you are in a hurry, do not take South Korea's newest trains. The electric four-coach O-Train, running four times daily, circles a five-hour, 257-kilometer course with stops at 13 stations. The three-coach V-Train operates three times daily on a 70-minute shuttle between two rural stations 28 kilometers apart. On the O-Train, co-rail attendant Baek Da-un explains that those accustomed to high-speed rail travel will experience a significant change of pace and style during a ride on what is known as the spine of the Korean Peninsula, until now mostly accessible only by unpaved winding roads.
When passengers board for the first time, at first they are awed by the train's exterior design and the internal decor. But what they seem to like most is the ability to take in such beautiful scenery.
To give passengers time to enjoy viewing the numerous valleys, the V-Train crawls along at an average speed of just 30 kilometers per hour, occasionally stopping at the most scenic spots.
We'll stop at this station for 5 minutes.
Some passengers disembark to stretch their legs and watch a group of farmers. Others remain on board, waving to those working in the field and strike up a brief conversation.
Let's go eat sashimi after I finish work here.
While the V-Train's leisurely pace, French-designed interior, large windows, and whistle stops harken back to a different era, it also features 21st-century technology. Each of its three coaches is topped with solar panels, generating 5 kilowatts a day to power the lights, fans, and doors. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bonghwa County, South Korea.